There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The top-ranked show in the city.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is, and unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot to celebrate today. It is a Tuesday, and it's NFL trade deadline Tuesday.
It is, and a Texans.
There you go, Ron. Well,
there's worth celebrate chance to win a pair of tickets.
I mean that. Well, tickets or the other thing, they're all worthy of celebrating. There's no doubt about it.
One time.
But you do radio, so you know it can last forever. Today is trade deadline for the NFL and it ended at 3 o'clock, and although your top three teams in the NFC, it'd be Detroit, Washington, and Minnesota, and four of your top five teams in the AFC, being Kansas City, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, all felt the need to make one or more moves to bolster their roster and give them a better chance to make a run at a Super Bowl. Our Houston Texans did not. In fact, not only did they not bring somebody in, not only make a move, they actually worked out a few guys that were on the streets a couple days ago, and then they sent defensive lineman, reserve defensive lineman, Khalil Davis, Blue Springs product.
That's my high school, folks.
Big Ron's high school. And sent him to San Francisco for, what was it, a seventh rounder?
Conditional
seventh. Eighth. Guess it's one of those doing right by the player and helping another organization out, man. It's the right thing to do. I'm sure we'll hear that. Just do right by the player. He's buried on the depth chart here. So there's no move at the deadline for the Houston Texans. When you look, that's eight of, let's say, the top 10 teams in the NFL made moves. The Houston Texans being one of a couple that didn't. And disappointing. I was hoping that the Texans would make a move to fill.
You were confident they would.
I was confident they would, and I'm confident that they tried their damnedest to get it done. And the Jacksonville Jaguars would just not come off of the available guard, or at least word on the street was Brandon Scherff, the guard in Jacksonville, is available. And I'm gonna let myself believe that Jacksonville just would not come up. We're asking way too much.
Yeah, nobody.
They were being unreasonable.
Yeah.
So he stayed, and so what that does for the Texans is, we obviously know we've got some major issues on the offensive side of the football with the Texans, and
they're all fixable.
The truth of the matter is that they are all fixable, D'Amico. But the truth of the matter is that it's layered, and you've got to take this thing. There was a three-pronged approach, if you will, that needed to take place, and one of those prongs is gone. You're not going to get better at the left guard position or at the center position or anywhere else, because from an adding players perspective, at least trading for a player, players that are the caliber player that are on somebody's roster somewhere and playing football, that's out the window. Ended at 3 o'clock. You're not adding any personnel at the offensive line to get better there. But, Ron, today is Tape Drop Tuesday.
It is.
The coaches tape, the all 22 tape drops. This one actually dropped a little earlier, but because there was a Thursday night game. But nonetheless, today is Tuesday, so the tape dropped, and we're going to talk about it. And Ron, this is not going to be a popular opinion at all. But CJ Stroud's killing this football team.
That sounds strong. Killing this
football. Well, I mean, you take it out. I mean, at the end of the day, CJ Stroud is without a doubt 90%+ of the pass plays that are called, he is working high to low. He is working high to low, no matter whether he has Kenyon Green at left guard, Kendrick Green at left guard, Patterson at left guard, whether he's got Quinnen Williams rushing him. It none of that matters. He is working high to low. Now, you can say that Gerard Johnson and Bobby Slowick are what they're asking him to do, and that's fine. I don't care who you point the finger at.
Dang it, Bobby.
But the fact of the matter is that CJ Stroud consistently working high to low in his progressions is killing this football team. When you watch the all 22, there's a lot that has to be addressed to help this football team. One of those things is CJ Stroud working high to low. He's got to start, and I don't care what Bobby wants him to do. I don't care what Gerard Johnson wants him to do. I don't care what D'Amico Ryans wants him to do. CJ Stroud needs to make the decision on his own for his own well-being. There are time and time again on this film, coach's film, all 22 film, where he catches the football and Dalton Schultz runs a little snag right over the tackle box. Boom, wide open.
He's wide open, CJ.
And we're waiting to see if that linebacker bites down or does he stay back so I can throw the post over the top. There's times when he comes out, Dalton, the crazy thing is Dalton Schultz a good chunk of the time. Dalton Schultz comes out, boom, runs a little out route, wide open, throw in the ocean. We're waiting on something 20-25 yards down the field to come open. And I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all, but if C.J. Stroud decides to work low to high, hey, man, I've got protection problems. I'm not going to wait around until Gerard Johnson presses it into my brain that I've got to work low to high. I'm not going to wait around for Bobby Slowick to call a bunch of quicks and all these creative quicks and for him to make the decision. Damn it, I'm going to start working low to high every single chance I get.
What do you think changed that mindset from this year? Because I think they were doing that last year.
I think we hit the nail on the head to start the season. The very first day of training camp, what was our A story? What was our A story? CJ Stroud stepped up there, and he asked a million times, "Hey man, how can you be better offensively? What are you working on? What would you like to get done in training camp so this offense is better than last year and build on last year?" What did he say?
You know the answer to that.
Be more aggressive. Got to throw the ball down the field. Want to be able to stretch the field. We go to watch practice. First two, three plays are boom, 15-yard throws, go routes down the sideline. Right? It was clear what they were trying to do. And I'm cool with that. I don't have a problem with that. That's great. But where we sit right now.
You got to come out of that.
You got to come out of it. Sean Pendergast in the postgame used crisis. You got to come out of it. And if Bobby Slowick's not going to do it schematically, if they're not going to pound it in CJ's head every day during the week, every rep he gets, every meeting that he has, then CJ's got to make that executive decision.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.